Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn continues to be at the center of Wisconsin's political discussion. Governor Walker is pushing for swift approval of legislation meant to ease the company's development of a huge plant that would manufacture LCD screens. But yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said his chamber is taking its time going through the $3 billion incentives package. Meanwhile, the governor's Natural Resources Secretary was in Milwaukee yesterday promoting the bill. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
The occasion for Kathy Stepp's visit was the monthly meeting of the state's Natural Resources Board. Its job is to set policy for the Department of Natural Resources. Secretary Stepp wanted the board to know her agency is ready to work with Taiwanese company Foxconn and that she's excited about it. Stepp says the incentives package, working its way through the legislature, will help the DNR streamline the job-creating project's permitting process. The bill makes exceptions in environmental policy for Foxconn. For instance, the manufacturer would not have to complete a comprehensive report on possible environmental impacts of building and operating the factory. The bill also waives Foxconn from state wetland regulations. The measures alarm environmentalists, but with her signature bravado, Stepp set out to dispel what she says is misinformation surrounding the Foxconn bill.
There are no environmental standards that are being rolled back. There are some duplicative processes where we do some things and the federal government does some things in order to streamline again and to be able to make sure we've got good scrutiny. We're going to, of course, be evaluating environmental impacts throughout each individual permit that might be required.
Stepp says the federal government serves as a sort of safety net. She says when it comes to wetland protection, the Army Corps will continue to play a role.
Whether there's federal or state wetlands involved, again, we will be there to make sure that the proper mitigation standards are going to be met. Army Corps of Engineers would have a lot of oversight in this project, and they would be working through their federal process. Anything in the proposed legislation does not affect that.
Stepp touts a measure written into the bill. It requires Foxconn to create 2 acres of wetland for every 1 acre it damages. Environmental lawyer Melissa Scanlon says beyond that part of the bill, she sees only problems. She's not convinced the Army Corps of Engineers will prevent wetlands from being destroyed. Scanlon says a lot about the bill's impact is unclear, since Foxconn has not yet announced just where it plans to build the plant.
Unless there are wetlands on site that are clearly within the federal definition of waters of the United States. So again, we don't know the site, so we don't know whether or not there are clearly federal wetlands, but there are many wetlands that fall outside that definition.
Scanlon adds that at a national level, there's been a push to put power over policy back in the hands of states. She fears an environmental safety net to keep an eye on long-term impacts could disappear. And she has another fundamental concern. Scanlon believes the Foxconn legislation runs counter to the state constitution.
The public has the right to use the state's public waters, and the legislature, as the trustee, has carried out its duty to the public by creating water laws. To exempt a single company from those water laws raises constitutional issues that could make those exemptions subject to challenge in court.
Scanlon and others concerned about the environment are urging lawmakers to slow the bill's progress through the legislature. Their concerns may fall on deaf ears. The bill appears to be well on its way for an assembly vote. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.